This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The first humanitarian aid allowed into Gaza since the conflict between Israel and Hamas erupted 2 weeks ago arrived Saturday. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
Aid started crossing into the besieged Gaza Strip on Saturday after days of negotiations. A 20-truck convoy of the Egyptian Red Crescent, carrying ready-to-eat food, water, and medicines, began entering Gaza through the Egyptian-controlled Rafah crossing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, but said the effort must be sustained and at the scale needed. More than 2 million Palestinians live in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken warned Hamas not to divert or steal the aid.
That was VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting. On Saturday, world leaders convened outside Cairo to address the crisis in Gaza and ensure it does not lead to a wider regional conflict. The absence of some Western leaders may have lowered expectations for what the event might achieve, but it allowed for an active discussion of the issues at stake. Arab leaders condemned Israel's two-week-old bombardment of Gaza and Israel's attempt to evacuate the region. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said both sides can take steps to lower tensions.
The time has come for action. Action to end this god-awful nightmare. And action to build a future worthy of the dreams of the children of Palestine, Israel, the region, and our world.
Jordan's King Abdullah blasted Israel for its treatment of Palestinian civilians and said efforts to displace the residents of Gaza was a war crime. Western leaders, such as Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, defended Israel's right to defend itself, but only within strict compliance to international law and humanitarian guidelines. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The fallout from the Israel-Hamas war has spilled into workplaces everywhere as company leaders and workers sometimes weigh in with their views and get criticized for speaking out. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. Jewish groups have criticized tepid responses or slow reactions to the Hamas attack in Israel. Angela Berg, founder of workplace consultancy firm Parallax, says given how diverse America is, leaders need to be sensitive when making statements.
There was a moment where there wasn't a, you know, full inclusion when those leaders didn't think about other employees and what their experience was.
The CEO of a prominent tech conference is facing boycotts after he publicly suggested Israel was committing war crimes. Company bosses have vowed never to hire members of a university student groups that condemned Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian officials say at least two civilians were killed and others wounded across Ukraine in the past 24 hours as Russian forces continue to shell areas across the country. A 60-year-old man died on Friday evening as a Russian missile slammed into an unspecified industrial facility. A person was killed and another wounded as Russian forces overnight launched, quote, mass shelling attacks on the frontline Kherson province in the south. Another civilian suffered wounds as Russian forces shelled the embattled eastern city of Avdiivka. President Biden is dangling new money for southern border security in an effort to get Congress to approve billions of dollars more in aid for Israel and Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
It's not clear if the roughly $14 billion plan to shore up programs and security at the U.S.-Mexico border will bring more Republican lawmakers on board for the foreign aid requests that the president announced in Thursday's primetime address.
I know these conflicts can seem far away.
Biden says the U.S. needs to stop tyranny and deter terrorism.
Making sure Israel and Ukraine succeed is vital for America's national security.
Late last month, the House stripped assistance for Ukraine out of a stopgap government spending measure. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says the GOP border security demands really aren't about money. He calls them a policy issue that needs to be addressed with the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in Somalia say a suicide car bomb exploded at a military facility on the outskirts of the capital and killed at least six people. A police spokesperson said the victims included four soldiers and the nine other people were wounded at the facility in the El Sabia area on the lower Shabelle region. He says a vehicle laden with explosives detonated in Saturday's attack. The Somali Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. The group frequently carries out such attacks. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.